The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us, and happy holidays.
Yes, it does feel sort of like frantic. I feel like even the way we were just talking to each other before we hit record felt frantic. Because that's my whole mojo these days with school parties and baking cookies and canned good donations and running around and shopping and stocking stuffers and Amazon deliveries and
just going down the list. Yeah. Getting it done.
I dropped off like 14 teacher gifts this morning and just.
I haven't even done that. Oh my.
It's a lot. I feel like a crazy person.
Well, yeah, it is the holiday season, and Christy and I were thinking, like, I don't know, I don't want to talk about, you know, winter weddings, and, you know, they're not that they're not great, I love winter weddings, but, like, something that kind of went along with the holidays, and speaking of gifts, like, that's one of the really great perks about getting married is that people are going to give you something.
Yes, actually, my best friend Lauren, who I've talked about a couple times on the podcast. She's getting married in May, and she told me today that her future husband is friends with a man who's married to like a kind of famous, you would know who it is. Arian Lauder. She's the heir to the Estee Lauder.
Yeah.
I think it's Aaron, but it's A-E-R-I-E-N Lauder. I don't know. It's spelled kind of
Arian.
Arian Lauder. She's youngish, between our ages, and is married to this friend of Blake's. And so Lauren's like, Blake wants to invite them to the wedding. I can't invite them to the wedding. This woman is like a fashion and makeup mogul of the world, and I'm wearing $20 shoes for my wedding day. Like, I can't. She's like, I hope they just send a really nice gift. And I was like, well, that's the perk of putting a, you know, one percenter on your guest list there.
Yeah. And
maybe
they're people
they will
too.
Send a really nice gift.
Dude, they're going to have fun at that wedding, Lauren. Have them come, have a drink, and have fun and dance. Yeah. Look at my $20 shoes.
Yeah. That'll be,
you know?
That'll be nice. But Lauren is finishing up her registry right now. And I've been hounding her about finishing it because I'm hosting her bridal shower next month in Chicago. Oh. And people that are RSVPing, because I sent these invitations before I did our Christmas cards, and I'm getting, you know, RSVPs back from women who are like, I'm so excited. I'm totally coming. Where's Lauren registered? And not one, but two separate women have sort of turned their noses up at the register. Like, I've been like, oh, it's Crate and Barrel. And as soon as Lauren sends me the link, I will send it to you. But they both wrote back and kind of individually in their own ways were like, I don't want her Crate and Barrel registry. I want her bridal shower registry. And I was like, what? What is that? What? How is it different? Like, she wants some wine glasses and a cutting board. Get her some wine glasses and a cutting board. But I kind of get it now after having, like, talked to Lauren more and responding. Like, they're going to get her a wedding gift also. So for the bridal shower, they want to do something, you know, more for Lauren and less for Lauren and Blake, married couple.
Yeah, just for her. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Some girls do, like, a lingerie bridal shower or so. And this is not that, but Lauren ended up registering at Anthropologie, and that helps.
But that's where the guests need to get creative. And can we can we pause for a second? Because I'm looking at you on Skype and your microphone is the light is the front of the microphone. You need to turn it.
Oh, it's messed up because when Lauren was here, I did a test.
Oh, I know. But well, can't you just turn it from the like just turn your microphone in the little. Oh, it doesn't move.
Whoop.
Is that you got it? Let me hear you now.
Is that better?
Oh my God, so much.
I can hear an echo now, and before I couldn't.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's probably a good thing. That's probably a good thing. Let me put this under here.
Put your shoe under there. Okay.
Okay.
And we're back.
And professionalism.
But that's, I feel like when you go to a wedding, I mean, yeah, that's cool. I mean, definitely if she's into registering for it, register for it. But just kind of like when you go to a wedding shower, like it's kind of up to the guest. If you want to get something unique and just for her or him, like, you know, get creative.
Yeah, I agree. And this is a bridal shower specifically. It's not a couple's shower. It's not, you know, stuff that's, it could be for Lauren. It could be something really nice just for Lauren. And I'm into that. And the stuff she put on the Anthropology is not like clothes and shoes on. It's still house stuff, but it's on the girlier side. Some of it's like jewelry holders, you know, or pretty things that would be just for Lauren's side of the bathroom. And I think that helped these two women specifically that had asked about it.
Cute.
Because we're not, you know, it's not a theme shower, so it wasn't as obvious. The theme is sangria and Bloody Marys. Because if I'm throwing a brunch shower, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so,
tapas.
So in addition to me being a wedding planner and talking to my clients pretty often about, I don't really talk to clients about registering. I just tell them when you register, you need to put that info on your, make sure you put it on your wedding website, or if you want to, on your invitations, or tell your moms, that kind of thing. And if it's 4 months out and they still haven't got around to it, I do push a little bit. Like people, wedding guests like a registry. It makes them feel like they're getting something off the list and it's expected.
Right. And if you don't have a wedding registry, you're really risking getting some crazy tacky gifts.
Yeah. So for me, in addition to talking to them about it, I've also been dealing with buying wedding gifts or thinking about wedding gifts myself as a guest. And I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to go down that road of not tacky. Of course, I don't want to give a tacky gift, but I don't want to give a gift that they don't like. And the best way to know that they're going to like it is because it's straight off of their registry.
Right.
I'm a fan for sure.
Yeah. So I always recommend that my clients go about 6 months before the wedding and get the registry done. What about you?
I think timing wise, I'm right there with you. And I do suggest that they do two places if they can. One more in the Target price range and one more in the
absolutely
Crate and Barrel or Macy's price range.
Right.
I'm not seeing a lot of my clients or, you know, weddings of friends where they're registering for the full, you know, nice silverware, the really expensive silverware, the full china. Mm-hmm, it's more, mm-hmm. It's seeming like more, maybe it's the millennials all getting married, that it's more like some tech gifts, you know, cool power charger station. For all your everything, and organization stuff. Maybe it's because people have smaller spaces or more stuff.
I think people are living together for a lot longer now,
and
they're professionals, and they're you know, times are a change, and people are getting married at older ages, so they have their stuff, and people take pride in, like, at least I know I do. I'm like, oh, I love everything Breville, you know, and I love my coffee maker, and I already have all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So if you've been married for a while and you're established, and as a couple, you've already bought things, like, you don't need that.
You just want to like fill in what you already have.
Right.
Or if your Keurig is about to die, you know, like, let's just hold off and put it on the wedding registry and some aunt will give us that Keurig.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. And then there's stores, more varied stores that sell just a bigger selection of stuff. So if you do want gift cards, which you can put on any registry, you know, gift cards also welcome, then, you know, like, yeah, we got gift cards to Target, but we're going to buy food or wine at that Target. Gift cards are an easy easy way to put something in a card and for guests still to feel like they're giving you something you asked for without putting much thought or time into it.
Yeah, totally.
And there's some online options. Yeah, yeah. You're going to save all your gift cards and get a TV. I think Lance and I did that.
Yeah.
And then there's online. We just looked up. Amazon has a registry.
Yeah.
Some pretty good deals there with some incentives.
Well, yeah, I think that's a great incentive. You know, Amazon, if you're a Prime member, which most of us are, let's face it these days, you'll get, what is it? What does it say here? 20% off.
From your wedding day, basically, for 90 days?
Only one time for one order of up to an aggregate of $2,500. Oh, so they don't...
So it's everything
it's
you
don't... It's not a time... Huh.
It's everything you didn't get. So if you... then you just want to buy it yourself, you get it for 20% off.
I know, but that's just one order. Like, you can't... It's not like for three months after your wedding.
Yeah,
like, it's, you get one time to do that.
Because I think they're expecting... You go to your registry and anything that's not checked, you check and you buy. And that's an incentive that Macy's, Crate and Barrel, Pottery Barn, they all give incentives like that. Like, once you register with us, you're going to, anything you buy after your wedding, you'll get a really big discount on.
Yeah.
They want you to keep coming back.
Yeah. See, for me, like, I mean, obviously Amazon is easy, but that, I don't know, that's not a huge incentive for me because and it's 20% off and it's only stuff that Amazon ships. So no third party stuff. But yeah, did you just say Crate and Barrel? What Crate and Barrel does?
Yeah, Crate and Barrel gives you, that's, it, you know, 10 to 20% off
it's
of
10.
Whatever you buy afterwards.
10% off for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then there's free shipping on gift registry orders of $99 or more. So that's where it gets tough because obviously your guests can just go to Crate and Barrel and pick up your gift. But if they're from far and they want to have it shipped, they're going to have to pay shipping. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. But, I mean, I just remember even when we got married, 15 years ago, Crate and Barrel was awesome. Back then, that was like easy, easy, easy. The gun that you scan everything. Now everybody has that. But, like, I just remember how easy it was to return things, you know, to, like, return it and then have that credit at the store and know that I could just go shopping there for, you know, years after that.
I think a lot of big stores have figured this wedding thing out. Like, it is a huge moneymaker. People like the convenience and just really the truth is that little gun thing that you get to use to scan whatever gifts you want at Target or Macy's or wherever, that is really fun. I mean, even my husband got into it. I think he zapped like 4 different deep fryers. And I was like, why? What are you doing? We're going to get, first of all, we don't need a deep fryer, but now we're going to get 2 and ice cream makers and stuff I never thought he ever had any interest in. It like, there's something about doing it that almost gets you all like.
Like he's on a game show or something.
Yes, exactly. I went back online afterwards and like deleted a lot of the stuff because it was like, that was fun, but he's not going to remember. It was just what we're going to remember is how fun that was.
Right.
And it, you know, for me, wedding planning on the whole with my now husband was actually not that fun. Like, we argued. It was stressful. I was pregnant. The whole thing. Like, any decision that could have been made really easily and quickly was the best decision to make. But the registry stands out in my mind as, like, a couple hours that we had walking through the 6-story Macy's. on
Union Square,
even though there's just one floor of house stuff, but just, you know, having the gun was actually really fun.
Yeah.
So I do suggest an online registry. I think these are really cool, convenient ways to register. But if you can go to a store,
it's fun.
And sign up. It's really fun.
Yeah. And go on a Sunday morning, like go have brunch first. Enjoy your couple time. You know, go have breakfast, wear cute clothes, comfy shoes, and then go at it and, you know, plan the day.
Plan that wedding.
Plan that wedding.
Can you remember anything personally that you registered for that you got and even, you know, now?
I do. And I still have.
And then you're like, I'm really glad we did that.
Yes. So I highly recommend at Crate and Barrel the nesting bowls. They're clear. I think there's 10 of them, and it starts out really, really little tiny one, and they get bigger, 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 bigger.
Those are everywhere. Those are totally everywhere. Awesome, but they're everywhere.
I got them at Crate and Barrel, but like to this day, I still have that, and I use them, Christy, I swear, every week. I'm rotating. I'm using them for everything. They're totally. The best things.
Yes, they are very convenient, but I think especially for someone like you, who's like, your style is minimalist. You cannot get more minimalist than glass nesting bowls. Also, the design, it's totally design savvy. It just all fits into the other one.
Right.
And you keep kind of a small, like your kitchen is small and clean and organized. And look at those nesting bowls. They fit right
in. Look at those nesting bowls. And they're clear, so they look good against my white shelf. Yes.
I think the nesting bowls are... They encapsulate everything you are as a wife and mother and woman. That's the item that best defines Michelle Martinez is if you the glass had to pick Crate and Barrel nesting bowls.
One kitchen item to describe your friend.
To describe your life, yes, I think.
What would it be? That's funny. What about you?
I was thinking about that. I was asking you, as I was asking you. We use our crock pot a lot. That's definitely not the most romantic, but I can't even remember if I bought it myself or if we registered for it. But the deep fryer lasted about 1 year. The ice cream maker has been used one time.
And you still have them both, right? In your kitchen somewhere.
No, the deep fryer, I was like, because it starts to smell. You know, you're just like, you have to get rid of this. What do you, it has grease in it all the time. That's how you, yeah. So when we lived in San Francisco, because we had a roommate, Jomar, Lance and Jomar would use the deep fryer pretty often. And I was
really?
As soon as we move out of this house, we are losing a roommate and we are losing a deep fryer.
Yeah.
Sorry. The ice cream maker is somewhere in the garage unless I've tossed it surreptitiously. I do remember registering for really nice, thick bath towels.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell which ones we had that were those that we registered for because all the bath towels I've subsequently purchased have been like pretty cheap, you know, what a deal. And there's a difference in quality. So that's kind of nice. If I get like, if I pull one of the expensive ones out of the closet, I'm like, oh, this reminds me of, you know,
the wedding,
our wedding in a weird way, but it's like, oh, this is one of the good ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what we looked up one online, cause I have had two brides that have done this recently. And I also went to a wedding where it said Zola.com, Zola.com
awesome.
In the invitation. And I was like, what is that? And I looked it up and they create like a customized, it looks like Squarespace to me.
Yeah.
The background of your, it's sort of like your wedding website is through this registry site. But the couple whose wedding I went to when I bought a gift off of it had a pretty random selection of, you know, kitchenware and just house stuff. And when I clicked on it, the cool thing is that they're all from all different companies. So you can pick and choose, you know, a little bit of what you want from this store and then this big, you know, big national chain or this little boutique. If that company is on Zola, your registry can have...
How do they do that?
Yeah, have gifts from all over. And it also includes a honey fund, which is pretty popular with
Can you explain a honey fund?
So it's a way to give your gift. It's sort of like giving cash or just a check to the bride and groom or the groom and groom, whoever. But it's goes to, you know, their resort in Cabo. To help pay for fun excursions, or sometimes you can choose specific things. Like my cousin did this, and they didn't really know what they were going to do on their honeymoon. They knew where they were going to this resort on an island, but they ended up getting to snorkel and, you know, parasail, and they got these activities paid for by guests, which
That's
is actually
so cool.
really cool because then when you're parasailing, you can be like, this is from Uncle Roger. I love you, Uncle Roger. You should do that if you get to parasail. While you're up there, get a video and send it to the person who gifted it to you.
Bring your GoPro that you registered for.
Yes, totally. And be like, I love you. You're the best. Or, you know, whatever. I paid for my cousin. In that case, I bought them this dinner. So they got to eat at a restaurant off the resort property one of the nights. And it was like, that's from Lance and Christy. So it was a nice,
nice
way to add experiences or meals. And it looks like they have Blue Apron connected to Zola.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
you could pay
cool.
for like a couple months of them to have meal delivery.
Oh, this is the way to go.
Look at it. It's like Kate Spade, Rydell, Nespresso.
Yeah.
Waterford, over 300 top brands. So, you know, Zola should be paying us for.
Yeah. Can we get in touch with these people?
For talking about their amazing website.
Vitamix.
It seems like this was a natural, like, why wasn't this website created 5 years ago? Of course, people want to register across all brands.
Right.
So this is like, it makes sense. It seems design savvy.
Over 300 brands, it says.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I recommend that. Because, I mean, really, honestly, like old school, like grandparent, you know, they're going to want to bring, like physically come to the wedding with a gift in their hands. And it's, they love that. Like, where's the gift table, honey?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I'll take that from you, Aunt Sally.
Yeah.
Because there is no gift table. Because right. honestly, it's not good etiquette to bring gifts to weddings anymore. I don't know if you heard it. It's not
yeah, most people
etiquette.
Bring cards with checks in them, or they've already gotten your gift and sent it.
And sent it to your house.
Right. And especially if they got it from Zola, you know, and that's the pro and con of Zola is you're not going to be able to walk around and shoot items with a gun, which we think is so fun, but your guests are able to so easily and clearly, you know, order this for you, but they're not going to get their hands on it to write a handwritten note and tie a bow and right. bring it. It's going to go right. straight to your house. So
it's going to go straight to your house.
So if you do Zola, maybe a good suggestion of ours is to also do an actual storefront. You know, so you have both options.
Yeah,
just like
totally.
Target and Zola. Easy peasy.
Definitely. And again, this comes down to knowing who your guests are, the majority of your guests, and how they're going to buy gifts for you. And if you're doing a destination wedding, then definitely do Zola. Definitely do online stuff. They're not going to like pack your gift and bring
it. Yeah. Yeah. And the other benefit is an online registry. If you do it early enough, it can cover some of those shower gifts too. If people don't want to do something more personal or creative for a shower gift ahead of time, they can still check out your one wedding registry and get a gift there. It can be an all in one sort of place.
Yeah. And then, always, 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 I always recommend to my clients to have, so like I'll collect gifts if anybody actually brings a gift in hand and put them in a secure place behind a locked door and, you know, take a picture of it or have a list and write it down. But the other thing I always recommend is there are going to be guests who come with an envelope, which is a card, well wishes, and typically there's money in it. People like to give money for weddings, and hell, who doesn't like to get money for their wedding? And so I always recommend having a box. I mean, you could buy these things, like, mm-hmm. but honestly,
all
I'm like
kinds of just Pinterest wedding card
yeah,
box, and you're gonna
yeah.
see.
Don't go buy it. I mean, here's a little nice. If you're not doing any do-it-yourself projects, make this your little do-it-yourself project. Or
yeah,
even
wrap
go to like
a shoebox.
Wrap a shoebox. Put a slit in it. Wrap it up. Go to like Paper Source and find some cool paper that goes with the colors of your wedding, and you could put that box out in a very inconspicuous place. And then that way, if somebody hands your mom a card for you, mom knows where to slide it, where to put it. And but do put it in plain sight. And if you have a wedding planner, make sure that wedding planner is aware of it and is keeping an eye on it. But definitely once the ceremony begins, someone should take that box and put it behind a locked door with yeah. any gifts that came in.
If a wedding's at a hotel, I run that up immediately to the bride and groom's
oh, yeah.
room. But also cards kind of trickle in. So a lot of times I get cards, somebody will point me out and, you know, somebody else will come hand me a card halfway through the reception. So then I'm putting it in my like special foldy clipboard and like it's on me the whole time. I've had clients that were very nervous about all their shit being stolen. Like, yep, I think everyone's heard the nightmare story of like every check was stolen. And, you know, Chinese weddings, they all bring cash.
Yep.
Like not checks, like easily stolen cash. Mm-hmm. I think the bride was Korean and the groom was Chinese, a wedding this past year at the Four Seasons. And I didn't open any of the envelopes, obviously, but there was the classic red envelopes. And I'm pretty sure at one point I was holding like $10,000 in cash. You know, went straight up to their room, put it in the safe in their room, put a note that it's there, told them before I left. Like, it feels very high security.
You should have brought, I would have been like, excuse me, mom, can you walk with me to just.
Yeah, it can be like a high point of stress for the couple.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be, but I can see why it is. Also, I want to note that there's always at least one older guest that will not give the card to me.
Yep,
they
want
to put it in the bride's hands. And I wonder if it's because they want to know that the bride knows, like, this is from us. But it's like, your name is in it. I mean,
yeah. I think they want their reaction. They want to see the reaction.
Yeah, or like the big thank you hug.
Yeah.
I can give you. I can give that out. I'll be on behalf of the bride and groom, come on in, Uncle Roger. Come in for
We're
a big
giving
one.
Out free hugs today, buddy. Yeah.
Did we go over any? So we've talked about registries for where, you know, ideas for the brides and grooms as a guest. Did you have points about the actual, if it is a physical present that you, if you just really want to bring a present?
I mean, if you really, you mean as a guest?
Yeah.
Well, if you really want to bring a present, bring it. But
I've done two Hispanic weddings where there were more gifts than cards. I mean, the gifts like over, it was like a child's birthday party gift table.
Well, and back in the day, there would be a gift table. Just as there's a cake table, like there's a gift table. I mean, I remember back in the day, there would always be a gift table, especially depending on the culture.
See,
I had a gift table at my wedding.
Yeah.
And it was right at the entrance at the reception spot, not at the ceremony. That's typically you drop it off at the reception if there are two locations. And then we'd have the gift table there. But then the other trick is if you have... And you should have this. All your tables should have floor-length tablecloths, is to then take the gifts and hide them under the table, like put them under a table for the time being and then later on move them. But it just depends on the venue. It's hard.
It is. That's why I end up making many trips if it's a hotel. It's like, okay, that one uncle over there finally let go of the gift that he had in his death grip for the entire reception. And now there's only one gift, so what am I supposed to do with it?
Right.
I'm running around. There's not a locked room I can put it in down here, so I'm calling a bellboy or using the hotel room key, because I always get that from my clients on the day of, too, because I know I'm going to be running shit up to their room all day.
Now there
just
are
to get it all up there,
right? And then there are some hotels where you have personal coat check attendant as guests arrive to your reception, and they will also double as leave your gift here,
receiver.
And they'll register them. Yes,
uh-huh. Yes, that is,
and that's
that
the
is
best.
True. You know, the Four Seasons here in the one I work at in Dallas, Las Colinas, stopped doing that, I think, because they decided
liability.
They couldn't be liable for that. Yeah, they make you sign, they make the bride and groom sign something if there's going to be a gift table or welcome table, that we understand that the table belongs to the Four Seasons, the linen is our responsibility, the placement of the table is, you know, for based on our floor plan, and the Four Seasons is not liable for any gifts that go lost or missing during the course of this, you know.
Yeah.
It was very official. And I thought when the first time one of my clients had to sign it, I was like, oh, apparently there's a reason for this kind of paranoia, because it's like one mistake and you're going to make sure that you never make that mistake again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Hey, I was thinking about a hotel room that has, that has just a bunch of gifts in it or cards when you come up from your long day of this like amazing wedding you just had. And now you're tired and you're happy and you get to just sit in bed and open all these cards that have money in them.
So fun. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's pretty fun. I definitely remember doing that.
Oh, yeah. Counting the cash.
Did you see the Sex and the City movie?
Yes.
I think the first one. The first one. The good one.
Yes.
Remember, so, spoiler alert, Big fucks up and cancel the wedding.
Yes.
But remember the scene after they get back from Mexico where she's in her apartment and it's covered in gifts?
And her assistant has to
go through them. Yes. It's like floor to ceiling gifts.
She hired an assistant mainly because of that.
To take care of that, yeah. Like Bergdorf and Bloomingdale's, these amazing stores that she just had.
Right.
She had all the society people of New York come to her wedding and they all get beautiful gifts. And sad SJP had to. She came in at one point and was like, get him out of here.
Right.
Just get him out of here.
I can't look at him.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, but that would be really fun if you were actually still married to, like, get to open all those presents by yourself.
With champagne. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Side note, always write thank you notes.
Yes.
Thank you notes are very important, especially with your wedding.
For a wedding,
But always. Just, this is a PSA for thank you notes across the board. If you get a gift, write a thank you note. It is the nice thing to do, and it is a lost art, and... I have been forcing my 6-year-old to write thank you notes for as long as he's been able to, like, hold a marker in his hand.
You are such a wedding planner.
That's how my mom was. That's how my mom was. She made my brother and I do it, and I'm an adult who writes thank you notes. So I'm a big, big proponent of the thank you note.
You know what? I'm going to be the first to say I'm really bad at that. And my mom is good at writing thank you notes. My grandmother was good at it. They're all about the Hallmark cards or whatever. I am so, well, you know, it's not even that I'm bad. I'm so torn between, like, sending paper nowadays. And, like, I know it's, like, it's proper etiquette and it's really kind and it is sweet to get a handwritten note. I don't know. I'm so torn. I'm terrible. And maybe part of me is lazy, but I don't know. I just feel like it's just going to get thrown away. Are you serious? Do you save all your...
I save every thank you note from a client after a wedding. I get thank you notes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so those. And I think I wouldn't save a thank you note that's like, thanks for the gift you sent. But I can tell you, I'm not going to because they could be listening, but I could tell you right now which of my cousins sends thank you notes and which don't, and which of my friends I have never gotten a thank you note from.
Oh, look at you. Your lips curling up. You're really in,
Yes, because even when Joey gets a thank you note, sometimes we'll go to a kid's birthday party. 9 times out of 10, you don't get a thank you note.
No.
But when he does, when a kid does write one, my eyebrow always raises. I'm like, oh, good on you, Max's mom.
Yeah, it's
you
not, made it's the
Max
mom.
Send a thank you note. But I have like a thing. I have like a connection with that mom because I'm like, yes, I too make my kids write thank you notes. So it's like we have something similar in our background.
Yes.
That we agree. Were raised
I mean, it's a good, it's a
notes.
Nice, it's a very good quality to have. And yes.
She's like, okay, fine.
And whatever.
Also,
whatever. But definitely, definitely. I wrote thank you notes for my wedding. That's like the big one. Like you have to write thank you notes.
If it's being sent to you, people need to know you received it. And you're not going to tell them at your wedding. You haven't received it by that time.
Yeah.
You might not see them again for a while.
And you have to, like, say what it is. Christy, thank you so much for my nesting bowls. From now on, everybody will associate me with these nesting bowls and my personality.
You've helped to define not just my kitchen, but the woman I am today.
Oh, my God. I don't even know who gave me those nesting bowls. I don't know who it was. I'm sorry if you're listening, family
member,
friend.
Whoever it was.
Thank you, though.
You nailed it. I can't think of anything else.
No, I think, you know, that's pretty much it. Oh, well, I guess there are people who say, please don't bring me a gift. In lieu of a gift,
oh, yes,
please
yes.
Donate money mm-hmm. to one of the following charities.
In our name, yes.
In our name. I have seen that lots of times. Mm-hmm. And I think that's lovely. Personally, I wouldn't do it.
She wants the gift. I can't remember any offhand, any websites that specifically cater to that. Of course there are.
Yes, there
are. But you can also be unofficial. I mean, I had clients that had a small wedding and they wrote a little handwritten note to every guest and it was put on their, place settings. And it was like, thank you so much for being here, Birdie, or whoever it was. Like, we love you so much. And also here's where we're going to send the money. You know, if you gave us money, here's what we're going to do with it. And it was a charity that was really important to them. So it was a nice little personal, unique touch because they knew they were going to get checks. So they didn't say ahead of time, donate in our names. They said, we are going to donate what you gave us.
Yeah. So I did a quick web search. I Do Foundation, Just Give. And then, of course, all of the foundations themselves have the option. Doctors Without Borders, American Cancer Society, Habitat for Humanity. Like, you could just
have links on their own.
Have links sites. And put it on your wedding website and say, like, here's our top five. You know, please.
In lieu of a gift, or your presence is the only present we want. In lieu of a gift, you know, if you must, donate here.
Right.
Yes, that is a good point. And I'll include links to all of this. This is going to be a link-heavy show notes.
Yeah.
But I'll include links to everything we talked about for registries and honey funds and these charity ones as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very wonderful, lovely thing to do. I've also had, like, instead of, like, favors, I mean, which kind of are a dying breed, mm-hmm. doing favors at the wedding. But some weddings, you know, it's nice to do favors, but then I've also had couples in the past have a little note at the place setting, like a little slip of paper just saying, instead of giving favors, we've donated that money to this charity, mm-hmm. just so you know.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Very good.
All right. That's cool.
Well, that's good. That being said, I think I have no fewer than 8 packages from Amazon on my front porch right now.
I know some Amazon person just dumped them on my porch while we were talking. Scared
really?
Me. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I can tell. I have a sixth sense about it because I've gotten packages every other day for the past month.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. So we'll go see what it is. Maybe it's the poo-pourri I ordered from my husband's stocking stuffer.
It's
a secret to a good marriage, y'all. You, for real.
It's a secret to when you live in a place with just one bathroom.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Give
All
it
right,
to your
too much
husbands.
Information. Give it to your
Give it to everyone. Have it's one in every bathroom of your home.
It's expensive, but it's worth it.
It is.
It's kind of expensive.
Those little bottles last a long time, though.
They do last a long time. My son loves them. Anyway, sorry, Santi. Okay. Hey, happy holidays, everybody out there. And we are wishing you all the very best. Love, laughter, health, good health, and be with the ones you love.
Ditto.
All right. She'll write you that in a thank you note.
Ditto, all of that.
Yeah.
Peace, joy, all of that.
Christy, what's our Twitter handle?
At TBWP Podcast, the Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
And our email is thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. Send us a note, drop us a line, send me a thank you card.
Very good. Email thank you cards are almost as good as the real thing. And we will be back next week, as usual.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.